will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine. Oh, I belong to you.
Spirit, lead us where our trust is without borders. Let us walk upon the waters wherever He will call us. And I'm just sensing in my heart that we're entering into a season and we're entering into a place in our lives where the things that we knew, the certainty that we used to hold on to, we're going to have to relinquish that and say, God, I'm going to walk and follow you no matter where it takes me. And let the song that we just sang be our prayer, be our heart's cry, that we can go deeper in our walk with Him to experience all that He has for us. Well, I'm Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community Church, and it's my honor to be able to stand before you today. I pray wherever you're watching today from, wherever you're listening from, that the presence of God is meeting you right where you are. His peace surrounds you everywhere that you go. And today I'm going to ask that you join me back again in Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. We're going to be bringing the Abandoning Religion series to a close, but we're going to unpack what we began talking about last week, about how Jesus came to the temple, where we started a message or a conversation that said, this is not what it looks like. There were some truths that we uncovered last week that we want to just take a step further into to see what are the applicable meanings in our life today. And in Mark chapter 11, we'll pick up in verse 15. It says, when they arrived back in Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people buying and selling animals for sacrifices. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. And he stopped everyone from using the temple as a marketplace. Verse 17, he said to them, the scriptures declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. Heavenly Father, you have just led us on a wonderful journey, just unlocking truths found within your scripture to be able to thrive in a personal relationship with you. I pray that from the conclusion of this series, that we don't stop growing in that relationship, but we become more aware where areas of religion begin to creep in and try to crowd out the secrets that you're trying to share us. I pray for every heart. I pray for every mind. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Your healing power is with them. Your healing power is for them. We thank you for this time in the Word, and your Spirit will give full expression to the words we're about to read. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says and types in, amen. Well, I want us today to just be reminded last week that we talked about the first two aspects of our opening text scripture, where we see Jesus returning to the temple, which for us symbolizes returning back to base or returning to the center. But at that place of Jesus returning back to base or returning to the temple, the next thing that ensued was Jesus began to clean the temple. He began to clean the house. And as we saw in last week, in the new covenant that we have with God, we are His temple. We are the place in which His Spirit dwells. And so each and every day that we wake up, each and every day that we make a decision to follow wholly after God, He will begin to speak to us in areas that we can grow, in areas that we can change, in areas that we can improve upon so that we can really enjoy the benefits of having a relationship with Him. But as we talked about last week, this particular instance was covered through all four of the Synoptic Gospels. And each of the Gospels represented a different angle, like a camera angle, to one particular and specific story. But I want us to take a look at another camera angle found in the book of Matthew. And today it's going to help give the real reason or the real product that we can expect when we spend that quality time with God, and He is able to clean up and cause areas of our life to improve. And so if you go with me to Matthew chapter 21, and we're going to be looking at starting at verse 14 and we'll end at verse 15. But I want to spend considerable time in Matthew 21 and 14 today, because I want to show you what happens the moment after Christ is able to have that time where He's back at the temple, have that time where things are cleaned up, things may have been disrupted, things are stopped, things are driven out. But then what is the next thing that Christ does? And our camera angle in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21 and verse 14 lets us know that the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. Now, although that's a very quick scripture, there's some significance that we see in Matthew 21 and verse 14. The blind represents those who are lacking vision, and the lame represent those who are paralyzed and unable to move forward due to indecision from a lack of wisdom. So immediately after Christ cleans the temple, immediately after God cleans our life, and He's able to take a look into the secret places of our life, that's when He's able to give to us vision and wisdom. And that's important. Let's look at this from a practical perspective. This year has been a year like no other. I'm sure you can agree with me on that. There have been things that have taken place that in our wildest imagination, we would not have seen in our lifetime. Nevertheless, we're here. And I can tell you as a corporate, from a corporate place, as the lead pastor of the Outlet community, that God, as we have returned as a church back to the original purpose of His church. You see, in Matthew chapter 28, before Christ left, He said, "Go ye into all the world and make disciples." Getting back to the original foundation as to why we exist, God was then able to kind of stop some things here at the church. He was able to disrupt some things here at the church. He was able to cause us to shift and cause us to pivot. In essence, I've come here to tell you that the Lord this year in 2020 has reset the Outlet community. And that's good news, because whenever God resets something, He wants to make sure that He's able to download His vision, and He's also able to give us His wisdom. And I believe that collectively, if we've experienced that here as a church, then I believe individually God desires to give you that in your household. I want to speak to you directly today. And I want to let you know that those moments of just flying by the seat of your pants, doing things and just hoping that they'll work, not praying and just operating your life based off of how things used to be, that is not going to cause you to have the greatest level of success possible. I believe with all of my heart, as this year comes to a close, God wants to speak to you specifically concerning your life, concerning your calling, concerning your future. I believe with all my heart that God wants to do something that has never been done in this earth through your life. And I want you to begin to build up, if you haven't already, this expectation to say, you know what, God, I may not be sure of everything that's going on in my life, but I do know one thing, that He that has begun a good work in me shall complete it to the day of Jesus Christ. And when it comes to just how God has restructured and realigned our church, He's really given us the vision for this church in four areas. Now, here at the Outlet, we believe that God has called us to build community and create legacy. But practically, we need to ask the questions, and that's what I've been able to do over these last few months. I said, God, I honestly need You to speak to me as the leader of families, of households who stretch across this entire country. What are we supposed to do in these constantly changing times? And the Lord began to speak to me concerning four areas in our church. The first area is an area about empowering and educating people, whether it's naturally or spiritually. The second area is empowering our youth and our young people. Y'all, we're in a place where people are constantly protesting and marching, and rightfully so. But it's important for us that beyond the march and beyond the protest, we are getting to the root or the solution of what needs to take place in our communities. And we need to make sure we're in a place to influence our young people. God is interested in strengthening families here at the outlet. And God wants us as a church to integrate spiritual and mental health for our community. So what am I saying? I want to invite you into a journey with me where, beginning next week, we're going to enter a season of prayer. And the Lord has begun speaking to me. If I'm honest with you today, in my heart, there's a stirring that's going on. And I quite honestly don't know all of the specifics around this stirring. But what I have been hearing in my prayer time is the Lord saying, if you could just get your community to pray together, if we could make it a point to recommit ourselves to the foundations and the basics of spiritual disciplines, then collectively, as each of us bring our different supply and each of us bring our different gifting, we will be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the churches. I want to invite you right now, when we begin our 21 days of prayer, starting on Sunday, August 2nd, and extending all the way to Saturday, August 22nd, I want to invite you to pray for at least an hour a day. We're going to make sure that you have the resources necessary to aid that personal prayer time. Some of you may say, I've never prayed an hour a day. Wherever you are in that spectrum, start where you are and improve. But I really believe with all my heart, with the right tools, with the right equipping, you'll be able to pray for that hour. If you're a person like me who loves to grow and to develop, I encourage you to take part in our prayer masterclass that begins next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. My wife, Pastor Ashley, along with Japri Henderson, have been putting together some solid information to be able to help us sharpen our prayer time so that when we pray, we see results. I believe that the reason why people don't pray as much as they ought to is because they don't believe that prayer works. But prayer is beyond powerful because it aligns our will to the plan and purpose of God. And the power that comes from prayer has the ability to change our world around us. Prayer is so vitally important. But most importantly, I believe that through this year, God has been calling us to come back home to base, that he's been cleaning up and getting us aware of areas in our life because there's vision that he wants to download into you. There's wisdom now on how to accomplish his plan for your life. If you're out there right now and you're saying, I don't know what to do next. I'm unsure. I'm unclear about what to do with my children. I'm unclear about what to do on my job. I'm unclear about what to do with my business. I don't have what I need to make the next steps. This season of prayer is for you. If you're a person out there and you're a leader of a household, we have to make it a point to have our hearts begin to be softened to the voice and the leading of Holy Spirit. And when I say voice, what I'm specifically talking about is the peace of God. You have to be led by God's peace because in our earth are many voices. There are many influences. And I want to say this right now, especially for those who are spiritually learned and you've been around the things of God just for a little while. I'm going to challenge you to be lights in darkness. I'm going to challenge you to be the voice and to be the one carrying the message of Jesus Christ, and his message is peace. In the coming months and in the coming days, we're going to see news reports. We're going to see things that are completely filled with terror and things that are going to cause us in our natural ability to be shaken. But I'm going to ask you on your platforms, in your text messages, on your social media pages, if you could only make sure that you post the truth and that you only make sure you post solutions. We have to be a people that when the world is looking for someone to have a voice and for someone to lead the charge, that we can be it. It's again, as I've said it many times before, it's greater than my wife and I as the pastors of the Outlet community. Every single person who is inside of a household, whether you're married, whether you're not, whether you have children, whether you don't, every single person that is listening to me has leadership ability and leadership quality. And this is the time that we have to step up and lead in the world around us. Lead with humility. Lead in understanding that we might not, as the leader, have all the answer, but we're connected to God who does have all the answers. And it's important for us to have vision, and it's important for us to have wisdom, knowing what to do next. This is what God is asking us. And as a result of doing that, we can drop down to Matthew 21 and verse 15. It says, the leading priest, the teachers of the law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, praise God for the Son of David. What we see right here is there's going to be a divide by those who try to follow all of the rules of religion, trying to earn their favor with God and trying to earn their place and their standing in heaven, versus those who just simply trust in the power of God, who trust in the relationship they have with God, and they allow God's vision and they allow his wisdom to flow through them. You are going to see in your life that as the world gets darker, there's going to be a supernatural favor in your life causing you to stay above board. And by the Spirit of God, I understand that you're concerned. I understand that you're fighting thoughts day in and day out as to how will I survive. But you're not only going to survive, you're going to thrive. Here's the key. You have to hold on to your relationship with God. You have to hold on to what did God say above, how do I feel? You have to take the steps that he's asking you to take. A closed mouth don't get fed. So if you are out there and God is asking you to do something, let's stop questioning until you have all the answers and simply obey what he's asking you to do. But what I'm asking as a community is that we come together and we encourage each other that, listen, times may get tough, but with all of us working together, we're going to minimize each other's weaknesses and we're going to heighten each other's strengths. And in the end, the only thing you will be able to do after this is all said and done is give God glory because of the miracles that he's done in your life. The only thing you're able to do is look that you've already made it through the majority of this year. Give God praise for the miracles just right now in the chat, right now in the comments. Just thank God for all he's done. If you could just share right now in the chat, just one thing that God has done for you this year. If it's just simply, God woke me up this morning. If you could put that in the comments. The word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And one thing this social distance will not do is it will not cause us to shut up, and it will not cause us to get to a point where we stop talking about the goodness of God. Do you know the very thing that you're hesitant about putting in the comments is the very thing that someone's going to read and it's going to set them free? You better not be selfish with all the goodness that God has done in your life. You better not act like, oh, don't nobody want to hear what God did for me. Listen, he did that for you so that you could be an example to someone else about the goodness that he desires to show in their life. And it's important for us that when miracles happen, we let it be known that this was not by my strength. This was not because I was smart. This is because, man, I went to the Lord and he helped to rearrange some things in my life, and I got his vision and I received his wisdom and I was able to walk in it. But in doing that, his desire for giving us his vision and giving us his wisdom is that he wants to release his gifts through our life. So what does it mean to walk in vision and to walk in wisdom? Well, in the words of the late Reverend Dr. C.T. Vivian, The reason why God gives us vision and wisdom is because it's in the action. Someone go ahead and type that in the comments. It's in the action. We're not just going to get all this word. We're not just going to get all this prayer time. We're not just going to get all this revelation from God and not act in our community. You didn't think that you knew what you knew about the things of God just so that you and your family could be set. There is a world that is waiting on us to take our place. I believe with all my heart that this opportunity to not gather in person has helped to remind us that it's bigger than the four walls of the church. I know theoretically we said that, no, it's not about, you know, us being at church, but pragmatically for the last four going on 5 months, we have not been able to gather physically to have church. But I am so proud of this church. I am so proud of this community. I am so proud of all of the brand new family members, friends, new members that have joined in the midst of a pandemic. I am so proud of each and every one of you. On behalf of my wife and I, we can't say it enough, but all the good things that we've done so far is so that we can continue to impact the world around us. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, this is what it all is about. When we're talking about abandoning religion and embracing a true, authentic relationship with God, it's about Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. And it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or what we drink. It's not about something external. It's not about what we get and what we accumulate. But it's of living a life of goodness, or the word goodness there means righteousness. It means peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Listen, God wants your life to be a reflection of his judgment. And he has judged you righteous, and he has judged you the same way he's judged Christ Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Meaning the same way that Jesus lived his life and is living his life right now, you should expect to live yours right now. And I'm led right now by the Spirit of God. If any person right now is experiencing any symptom of sickness and disease inside of their body, there is no distance in prayer, and there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And if you could just stretch your hands toward my hands, whatever ailment is going on, whether it's fever, whether it's COVID, whether it's cancer, whatever ailment, whether it's pain inside of your body, right now by faith, there's supernatural power coming to your body. There's supernatural power coming to your home. You're sensing the presence of God right there where you are. God wants you to live the same way in which he lives right now. It also says that it's about peace. The word peace there is translated from Greek to the Hebrew to mean shalom. It's the Greek word eirene. It means nothing missing, nothing broken. And I'm aware just from our conversations that we've been having throughout the week, that there are members in our community who have experienced loss. There are members in our community who have a level of uncertainty that they're facing right now. There are members of our community whose marriages and relationships are just on the rocks. And I want to just proclaim over your life, nothing missing, nothing broken. Say it out of your mouth, in my life, and type it in the comments, in my life, nothing missing, nothing broken. Go ahead, say it, in my life, nothing missing, nothing broken. And as a result of you living the way in which Jesus lives here on this earth, because of the righteousness that you've been given as a free gift by God, you can find out more about that in Romans 5:17, as well as Ephesians 2:8-9. You will then have peace where you'll know, not just feel, but know, nothing missing, nothing broken. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not missing nothing. I'm not broken. And you just need to say that every day. I'm not missing anything, and I'm not broken. It will then result in joy. The word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. But the word joy here in the Greek is chara, C-H-A-R-A, chara, which means extreme delight. So how in the world, when everything is just going crazy around me, am I able to have extreme delight in the midst of the storm? How am I able to dance in the rain? because you know, because of your relationship with God, He's going to give you the vision you need, the wisdom you need to be able to be a channel of His goodness, His peace, and His joy to the world around you. And I believe in this season, you are going to find your greatest level of fulfillment as you embrace what God has called you to do. Can I pray with you all today? I just wanted to share from my heart this final piece from this story that we saw of Jesus in the temple. I want this to be real. I just don't want myself to come to you every single week, whether you're listening to me on our podcast or you're watching me live or watching the rebroadcast, and just say, oh, that was a good word. Oh, that was a good word. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. I want this to be so real. I can tell you with all of my heart, I want every person who I come in contact with, who just happens to see something from the Outlet community, come in contact with a real God who is able to provide real answers to life's real problems. But I just believe in the local ecclesia, in the local church, so much during this time. It's resilient. It's able to bounce back from the greatest odds, but it's able to continue to be a light. But before anyone's able to do that, there may be some who are watching me who find themselves in a dark place right now. You find yourself in a heavy place right now. And I want to pray with you. I want us to pray together. I just believe that as we pray together, step one, and then you allow us the opportunity to walk together as a community over a period of time, we're going to see true transformation in your life. And I want you to have more than a feeling. I want your life to be transformed. So if you would, if whatever's going on in your life, there's a number that's coming up on the screen. If you could just text it to me, just say, I prayed with you, and I'll respond back, and we'll have some dialogue by text where I can pray specifically for your need. But just right now, if you just want the prayer without texting, can we pray together? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you just for your goodness and your word and just what you've shared by your spirit. You're getting us ready for the things to come. We are open to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. But right now, I'm praying for my dear brothers and my dear sisters who may be experiencing life and the trials of life in their fullest. I'm thinking of the family right now who is just concerned about, what are we going to do next week, next month? How are we going to make it through this hurdle? Right now, thinking of the person who is experiencing anxiety and dealing with thoughts of depression and even suicide. May you, as they're just opening their heart to you, pour the oil of your Spirit on their hearts. May they reach out to their support system around them. Father, I pray for any person who has never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank you, Lord, that you're doing that for them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as you see, there's a number that's on the screen. Please do not hesitate to text that number. That is our direct line. You can call, you can text. It's available. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as you text the number and just say, I prayed with you, I'll follow right up with you and just see how we can walk together in this journey of life. But as we now head into receiving today's offering, I had an opportunity this week to go to Summer Hill Community Ministry, and I can't lie to y'all, it felt so good. Summer Hill Community Ministry is literally right behind King, so I cannot describe the exhilaration that I had getting off the exit to go toward Summer Hill, because we were able to turn down the same street that I turned down every single Sunday to have church. When I say I miss y'all, I am not lying. I genuinely miss you all. But this week, as I was able to minister to the teens at Summer Hill Community Ministry, they were able to just pour their hearts out. They wrote like 9 pages of just responses as to what's going on with them. And in my heart, it was just something that was awakened about what we're to do as the outlet. And so I want you to listen to this important announcement, and I'll be right back as a result.
Hey everyone, my name is Brian King, and I'm coming to you on behalf of the Legacy team. I am proud to inform you that we are partnering with the Summer Hill community to provide and distribute almost 200 bags filled with school supplies and PPE for the students of Summer Hill and the outlet community. We will also give supplies and PPE to the teachers at King Middle School and the teachers at the outlet community as well. For our back to school efforts, we have set a goal to raise $6,000 over and above general tithes and offerings. We want to ensure that we are promoting equitable practices within and around our church community. But that's all for now. Be safe and God bless.
So as you can see, our heart is to, over the next 3 or so weeks, raise an additional $6,000 over and above our general tithes and offering. You all have been phenomenal throughout this entire pandemic, and I cannot thank you enough, but this is a project that is near and dear to our hearts. Not only do we want to service and partner up with Summer Hill Community Ministries to reach the students that are currently outstanding, which are about 150 students in need of book bags and supplies, but we also have 32 or so students in elementary and high school here at the outlet. And so that brings our book bag total to 182 with book bags and supplies. We wanna make sure we take care of everyone. And we also want to share with our teachers that we love them and that we're thanking God for them being on the front lines. I know some are starting from a digital place, or those who are starting online, but there are some teachers even in our church community that are actually going to be in the building coming up soon. So as the outlet, as a family, we want to make sure that we're able to get them personal protection kits. This is something I believe as a church, we are to stand up and say, we are here. Again, this summer, you all were phenomenal for the 100 Million Steps for Justice. We came together with other churches to raise $100,000. So again, $6,000 compared to the $100,000 we came together to raise. I don't believe that that is a lot. I believe that there are people who are waiting just for an opportunity to sow. And so again, I'm asking over and above your tithes and offering, there's a fund code that's called Back to School. You can go ahead and select that. And every dollar that you sow toward that designated fund back to school will be distributed toward investing into our young people in the community. There's some information that's coming up on the screen as to how you can give at the outlet community. There's two ways, www.theoutletcommunity.com/give, or you can text 783-256 and the letters TOC, and then there will be a link that comes to you that you can complete. And I believe together we can make a difference. Some of us may have corporate sponsors that we know. Some of us may know philanthropists who are looking to give back into the community. This is a great opportunity to say, hey, we are going to be the answer in our community. And this is just one of the ways that we're doing that. Before we close out for today, I want to let you know that on next Saturday again, we will have our master's class on prayer starting Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. But on next Sunday, we're kicking off 21 days of prayer. And so there will be some information that we share on next week that is going to help you. But I want to challenge you with one thing, and I want you all to listen to me about this challenge that I have for you. I'm going to tell on myself in hopes you'll understand the picture I'm trying to paint. So the other day, I, for the first time in about 2 months, put on a suit. That's right, I put on a suit. And the reason why that's different is because a suit is not like blue jeans, and a suit is not like sweatpants and shorts. When I've been putting on jeans, sweatpants, and shorts, I've been feeling a little cocky. I felt like I was doing pretty good with some changes I've been making, some working out that I've been doing. I thought I was killing it. But when I put on my suit, y'all, I found out I wasn't doing what I thought I was. And it was an excellent form of accountability to let me know that all the stuff I thought I was doing, when you really have to put on some clothes, you find out what you're really not doing. And I use that analogy as relates to online church. Being able to watch this or listen to this or come together and then log off, that's almost like spiritually putting on your shorts, your jeans, your jogging pants, etc. Spiritually, you know, we're doing what we have to, but I want to, in August, begin increasing the level of accountability and engagement that we all have so that we all don't have what I like to call spiritual regression. In education, due to COVID-19, one of the concerns is the regression of students in how they're retaining information. My concern as pastor of the Outlet community is, how is the spiritual growth and development of our church? And so on next Sunday for e-groups, we're going to have an opportunity for all of us to meet the family. It's going to start at 11 a.m. Pastor Ash and I will hop on and just give you all something, what you can expect for the month of August. And then we'll break off into breakout rooms into the four areas that I talked about today, where you'll be able to find out more information on how you can help us empower youth and young people, where you can help us strengthen families, where you can help us integrate spiritual and mental health, and you can help us educate people both naturally and spiritually. More information is coming on that, but I want to let you know, mark your calendar right now on next Sunday at 11 a.m. after the 10 a.m. broadcast. We are going to check in, and it's just going to be some accountability to see how are we doing spiritually. But that's all. I love you all so much. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, may he guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken. His blessing is upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. See y'all next time.